Wednesday night, Beis Elul, Kippur Shulchan Aruch.
Okay, we're learning from Kuf Chav Ches, and we're starting from Siv Beis tonight. Nogin L'Skar B'Shofar B'Chodesh Zeh. I'm sure everybody heard the shofar this morning. U'Maschilim B'Yom Sheni D'Rosh Chodesh, that's today, first day of Elul. V'Sokin B'Chol Yom Lachat Tfil Shachris, T'Kiyah Shvarim Turo T'Kiyah. Why are we blowing shofar in El? So that's the message of the shofar in El for sure. Rosh Hashanah talk about Malchius and the like, but in Elul it's the wake up. Old Nogin Loma Tilim Batsibur, Bechamakam Fimin Hago. This is all from the second day of El. From the second day of Rishchaydish, I'm sorry, Aleph El. What? We don't do that minig. They used to have that minig. Mishnah Berurah brings it down also. They used to finish Sefer Tilim. Now also you can give money to Kupar Shalir and they'll say Tilim for you. It says they won't even stop for a second. It says if Moshe Rabbeinu would have done that, he would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. Ashad. Mishenichas El Ad Yom HaKippurim Shekos Avodim Migeris Lachaveiro. We don't do this. Maybe people should attach this to their email. You know, it says in the email on the bottom, it says every, here's what you want. So here it says, when you write a letter to your friend in these 40 days, Tzarech l'rameis bo b'tchiloso b'solfo sh'muvake sh'olov u'muvarcho sh'yiske b'mei adin abon li'kos v'l'chol sayim b'sei v'chayim toivim. I guess we would write k'siva v'chsima toivim. So that's what they used to do in every letter written in this time. They would say k'siva v'chsima toivim. We don't do that unless you're seeing someone and you're not going to see him again until Rosh Hashanah. So you say, Ksiv Chsim Taiva. And it doesn't say the minhag was to greet people that way or to say goodbye. You know. Specifically, the minhag developed by a letter.
What's a letter?
Right. Maybe you should do it by email. They should make this the signature. It's also a good reminder. Write that too. Anshir Ma'aser Noigim. Oh, how come we didn't do that this year? Isn't that what we did last year with Flumenbell? Was that all? We didn't do it in El. What about it? Okay, we don't do it every year. You don't do it every, well, different people. Okay, you have to put it in your Outlook Messenger. Okay, you're right. I forgot all about it. Aren't you nice and oigan lived because he had filled in a mezuzah shalahan? Cholashay yimotri shom bedek. The cholashay yimotri shom bedek b'shom mitzvah yisakno. Meaning a general overhaul, a tune up. B'shabish l'achat tishabov l'halon, maftirim b'sheva shaboso shiva d'nechemta. Nechamosa. Imchol Yom Rishon to Rosh Chodesh Elul b'Shabbos. Oh, that's a shaila. Let's see what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds. Dochen ani asoara u'maftiran hashemayim kisi, which is the Rosh Chodesh one. They sheyesh for gamkein anyway. Minechomos Yerushalayim. What is it? I don't know offhand. If you have a chumash, no. Hashemayim kisi. Ubishabas Pashas Kisait say shows Maftina. Oh, thank you. Learn something, you might as well. Oh, yeah, sure. Very beautiful psukim. Very beautiful psukim. Kol shaul meir, kol mehechol, kol Hashem mishal migmul oibav, b'terem tochil yolodo, mishoma kazos, miro ka'ela, hayuchal eretz v'yom echad, imavad goy pa'am echos, ki chola gam yoldot zionas boneho, simchus yishalayim, v'gilu bo kol oavel. How can you have a better pasuk than that for Nechomas Yishalayim? Sisui tomosos kol mesamblim aleho. Ki ish asher imo tenachamenu, kena nuchi anachem chem, uvi Yishalayim tenuchomu. Mamish. Beautiful psukim. So it anyway fits in. And on Kiseitze, when you're doing Rani Akora, you'll do already Aniyah Soaro, which is in the same parasha, just instead of 9 psukim, you'll say 18 psukim or 20 psukim, whatever the case may be. So that's his psak. That Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul, when you have this conflict, Hashemayim Kisi wins out. He gives two reasons. Not really two reasons. One, it wins out because it wins out. It rather hasn't, it also means Chomus Yishalayim. And anyway, you're going to end up saying Roni Akora when you masmich it to Aniyah Soara. What?
Why do you have to be masmich?
It's not really a hashlama. Because the Maisa Chazal Misakin to say Hashemayim Kisi. He's just saying, and the fulfillment of the Shiva de Nechamoso, the Shiva de Nechemta, we call it, it'll be Mukuyim, because you're rather going to end up saying this in a different on a different Shabbos. So you're going to end up saying it.
Rich, why do you have to still say the
Haftarah?
You skip. Why do you still have to say
Aniyah Soara? Aniyah Soara, because they don't want you to skip any of the Shiva de Nechemta. So it's like, it's an easy thing to do. You don't have to skip around. It's part of the same parasha. You're just continuing reading the Navi, that's all. So this is always good to remember these rules. And this kar kodem shabirach lachreho, the haftorah brachas. Yoy magam hashamayim kisi. Quickly say the right one. And the smacha, you don't make a new bracha rishono. Vivorach lachreho. You add it to the haftorah. What's wrong? Another couple psukim. That's how important this is. It's not the varim. What?
Yeah.
But this is important. You know, this is the correct haftorah. The other one's incorrect. All he's doing is he's not making you say it again with the brachas. He's allowing that you were like yotzei b'di'evad already, and you shouldn't go making another bracha. Yeah, no difference. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah, Shemayim Kisi is at the end. So it's. But look how much he means it, that if you remember when you finish the brachas, you should say it again. Say the whole thing again. Vimcholosh Chodesh El Barishim B'Shabbos. Tochen Aftaras Mocher Chodesh. That's not so heavy. Shem Ba Menachomus Yushalayim also. Umaftir Nani Asara. That's how it comes out this year by us, by Ashkenazim, because Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday. So we have the minimum amount of slichas, the 4 days of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday or Tuesday. So you start from the Sunday a week before. Two Sundays before Rosh Hashanah, in other words. Maschilim Yom Rishon B'Shavua HaKoidem. Because you will be saying psukim within slichas, so we're machmir and we make a brichas haTorah. Once you're making a bracha, you have to wash your hands on the tilas shadoyim. You would have to wash them for slichas anyway, I guess. That's a general shaila. If there's a chi of the tilas shadoyim, if you stayed up a whole night, that's totally machlokes. We're showing him that's.
This is talking about
you woke up, but you woke up to say slichas, and now you're washing.
Not the first night.
You're washing on the tilas shadoyim. No, they used to say maybe in the morning. They used to wake up in Ashmoras Aboker the first night too. It doesn't matter. His point is, you woke up, you slept at night, you woke up, you washed on the Tilo Shadayim, and Bichsa Torah. And then you wash again after Slichas. It's after Alos. Maybe that's why, or maybe you want to be so mech the washing of the hands to actually davening Shachris. But you don't make another bracha. Shliach Siva Shayma Slichas. Yisatech betalitz mitzuyeses kaidim shemaz chalashrei. It's very choshev for the shliach to be wearing a talis. It has to do with the Yud Gimel Midos, and therefore it's so important that he there's really a suffix about the bracha. V'vishyeh suffix yimivorech bracha al talis shalov shalov shabalayla. It's still night time, remember, he's assuming it's before alos. Olo yivorech al ken lo'yitol shalov. But don't take the talis hakol either, because it's assumed everybody is a pot owner in the talis hakol, and therefore you can make a bracha on it, and you have to. Therefore, here you're not taking it because it's a suffix bracha. Alo yishalo talis me'acher. You should borrow someone's talis. The main benim to talis klal. It's not ma'akev. Let's not get carried away here. They used to know who's going to daven, and it was like set positions. Yeah, try telling that to the Ovel Moil on the yard side. Tov lamo damiris haslichos. Mishikoshelo yamel chalapochos damiris kelnalach yoshev. That whole paragraph. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out really that nice if you'd find it very hard for the Shlosh Yesh Yemidus, you have to stand up.
Okay. He said better not
what?